Hi everyone, the Gazette has a new name. It's now called Nostalgia USA, and each month it's getting better. A real entertainment experience. And within each issue, there will be special pricing on selected OldTimeRadioDVD.com collections, only available to our subscribers of the Nostalgia USA. Take advantage today by subscribing at OldTimeRadioDVD.com. Nostalgia USA, special pricing. What a combination. Go to OldTimeRadioDVD.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 3, A Question of Survival. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now, it is a dark time for the rebellion. At bay on the ice planet of Hoth, the rebels are attempting to reorganize their harried, scattered forces. And somewhere, out on the frozen landscape, Luke Skywalker and Han Solo have been stranded in an emergency shelter through the long and bitter Hoth night. Now, sunrise is near. Within the ice caverns of the rebel base, the Princess Leia Organa watches preparations for the effort to rescue her two friends.
And what's the status of the snowspeeders?
The techs have fitted them out for the Hoth climate, Your Highness. The last modifications have just been made.
Has there been any contact with Luke or Han?
No, but the temperature is beginning to rise outside. We're going to open the shield door and launch as soon as we can.
What do you think their chances are, truly?
Solo had survival gear with him, Your Highness. But if he didn't manage to find Commander Skywalker, we can only hope for the best.
We must find them, General Lycan. We must find them both. We've all come through too much together.
We're going to try, Leia. Remember, everyone in those speeders has served with Han and Luke.
General Riker?
Yes?
The techs say that the outside temperature is within operational limits for the snow speeders. We're ready to open the main shield door and launch.
Good.
Everybody's itching to get out there and start looking, sir.
Open and launch, Lieutenant. Right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Open main shield doors!
Open main shield door.
Stand clear of the shield door!
Look like you're prepared to launch.
Strange to see them without Luke flying the lead.
Rogue two, go!
Two, go.
Yes, rogue flight, go.
Rogue three, go!
Three, go.
Go, and come back to us.
Rogue four, go!
Four, go.
Hoth base, this is Solo. Hoth base, this is Solo. Where is everybody? Taking a nap back there?
Come on, Han. Yelling into the comlink isn't gonna help. Why don't you just try choking?
Why don't you just put a plug in it and leave me alone? I'm trying to hitch us a ride here.
Hey, what's it like outside?
The door sensor says it's getting lighter and getting warmer.
Boy, maybe we should send for room service, get some breakfast.
Why don't you just stay still? Those injuries won't get any better with you jumping all over the place.
Right. I'm gonna need my strength when this shelter caves in on us from the weight of all that ice.
Look, I don't need you to depress me. I can depress myself. At least the doors are still clear. Solo to base. Are you guys really looking for us, or are we just some kind of hobby?
He should have been a salesman, Solo.
Ow. Oh. Oh.
You all right?
You kidding? After a fight with a wampa and a stroll through a Hoth blizzard? No, pal, I'm not all right. think I'll ask the Rebellion for a raise.
Shut up and stay still. I can't give you another stim shot. The medikit says you're at the limit right now.
Oh, that's a nice place for me.
If you just quit jostling my elbow here, I could get us a little aid and assistance.
You know, you always were terrible at rescues.
Yeah, you could do it better.
Well, couldn't anybody?
How'd you like me to stick a gag on you?
With or without Chewie?
That does it, Sonny. You don't think I got enough things to do than mess around here with you? I don't need your help.
Echo Base, this is Rogue 2. I think I've got something. Not much, but it could be a life form. Could be them.
Not much?
Don't knock.
Hey, Rogue 2, Rogue 2, do you copy? This is Solo.
This is Rogue 2. I hear you. Do you copy?
Yeah, Zeb, I got you loud and clear. Nice of you guys to drop by. Why don't you come down and pay us a call?
It's a date. I've got your homing beacon on my screen. Be right with you. Rogue 2 out.
Then again, Solo, you were not so bad at this rescue stuff after all.
That's more like it. Practice. The secret is practice, my friend.
Go on, crack the door seal, hon. I want to hear.
Okay. I'm going to play you some of the sweetest music
that you're ever going to hear.
I feel fine, 2-1-B. Just like new. Hoth Base may need a lot of other things, but it's got a first-class meta center.
The latest workups on your condition indicate that all damage has been reversed. Recovery is total. I believe you have been quite fortunate.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for pulling me through.
No further thanks are necessary, Commander, but you are most welcome. It is my function and pleasure as a medical droid to help and heal human beings.
When can I leave?
I would like to keep you here in the medical center for observation for a short period longer to make absolutely certain that you're fully recovered. Then you will be able to return to active duty.
You're the doctor, 2-1-B.
You may also have visitors now, Commander Skywalker. There have been numerous inquiries about your condition.
Oh?
I have to make my rounds now. I shall be back to check on you shortly.
May Otto and I see him now, 2-1-B?
Yes, of course, C-3PO.
Thank you. May I say that you are a credit to all droids, 1B?
You are very kind, C-3PO. And now, if you and R2 will excuse me.
Master Luke, sir, how wonderful to have you back.
3PO, hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you functional again, sir. And R2 expresses his relief at your rapid convalescence as well.
Thanks, R2. They're supposed to let me out of sick bay any time now.
Oh, but please don't overexert yourself, Master Luke. R2 and I simply couldn't bear it if anything were to happen to you.
Hey, Chewie, here he is.
Han!
What do you say, kid? How you feeling?
A lot better than I did a couple of hours ago. Hi, Chewie. Chewie, okay?
You weren't too bad to me. See, a little nerve therapy, an hour or two in that regeneration tank. What did I tell you? You're practically back on the duty roster.
What did he say?
He says you wouldn't get so cold if you had the sense to grow yourself a decent pelt like it.
Okay, I'll make a note of it.
Don't worry about it, Chewie. You look strong enough to pull the ears off a Gundark.
Thanks to you, Han.
That's two you owe me now, Junior. You gotta start being more careful.
Well, until I pay you back, charge me interest.
Don't tempt me.
I guess I really messed up your plans.
That's worse than that. They've grounded all ships. Anyway, we're still working on the Millennium Falcon. Almost done.
Captain Solo, an energy source has been reported by the warning sensors you and Master Luke set out. The monitors think it's moving back and forth on the snowfields, transmitting. They're trying to get a fix on it now.
Imperials?
No one knows, Master Luke, but the Princess and General Riken are very worried.
And speaking of her wonderfulness, it looks like visiting hours are getting pretty busy around here.
I came as soon as 2-1-B told me you were awake. How are you?
I'm fine, but I wouldn't want to make a habit of it.
I should certainly hope not, Master Luke.
Oh, your worship, it looks like you managed to keep me around here a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Riken thinks it's too dangerous for any ship to leave the system until we've activated the defensive shield.
Yeah, that's a great story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your ideas, laser brain.
Oh, yeah, sure. Laugh it up, everybody. But you boys didn't see us alone yesterday. Her Highness finally expressed her true feelings for
me. My true feelings?
You don't have to be shy, Leia.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. Who's scruffy-looking?
R2, the question was not addressed to you. In any case, he wouldn't have liked your reply.
Well, look, I guess I must have hit pretty close to the mark to get her all riled up like that, huh?
Well, I...
Han, I guess you just don't know everything there is to know about women yet. The reason I came down here was to welcome Luke back with a kiss.
Hmm?
Hold still, Commander Skywalker.
What? But I...
Oh, how interesting.
Headquarters personnel report to the command center.
Hey, you two.
Headquarters personnel report to the command center.
Do you feel like breathing for a second there?
Welcome back, Luke.
Thanks, Leia. You know, this could make getting injured very popular.
Excuse me, Princess. You've decided to put the rebellion on hold, is that it?
Oh, I have to be going. See you later, Luke.
Okay, Leia.
Shut up, furball. Luke, if you don't get that smirk off your face...
I guess it's just my day, huh? When'd you say you were leaving, hon?
Do you have any idea how stupid you look with your eyes crossed like that? Yeah, well, take it easy, kid. I'll see you later. Come on.
What now, R2?
R2 noticed that the medical scanners registered a flux in your vital signs a moment ago, sir. Huh. But they seem to be stabilizing now. R2 says that he and I should also report to the command center, sir.
Yeah.
We'll look in on you again just as soon as we can. We hope you'll soon be fully recovered, Master Luke.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'll pull through with 3PO. I've never felt better in my life.
Sensors have a fix on that unidentified blip, Princess. We have a visitor.
What is it, General?
We picked up something outside the base in Zone 12, moving east. It's definitely metallic, and it's transmitting. Contains a powerful energy source, too.
You're sure it's not a life form? One of those wampa ice creatures?
Maybe it's a snow speeder, General. One of ours.
No, it's neither. We're certain.
General Riken, we've got it pinpointed. There's something very weak coming through.
Let's hear it, Controller.
Yes, sir. Patch it in over the speakers.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me, General Riken, Princess Leia. I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, and this signal is not used by the Rebel Alliance.
What do you think it is, 3PO?
It is on a high order of probability that it is an Imperial code, Your Highness.
Well, it isn't friendly, whatever it is. Chewie and me will go and check it out for you, General.
All right, Solo, you know that zone better than anyone else. But I want you two to be extremely careful. We don't know what it is you're going up against. Make sure you see it before it sees you.
Don't worry, that's the way we work.
Han. First you ride out to look for Luke, and now you volunteer for a recon mission? You're gonna ruin your reputation.
Listen, it's strictly self-interest. As long as me and the Wook and the Falcon are stuck here, I want to know what's going on.
Uh-huh. Well, just to make you feel better, I'll pretend I believe you.
I'll be on Conlink Band Alpha, General.
Right.
Come on, Chewie, let's get this thing over.
Controller!
Yes, sir?
Send Rogue 10 and Rogue 11 to Station 3-8 and have them fly a holding pattern there at low altitude.
Will do, sir.
And tell them to expect trouble.
See anything, Chewie? Where? Give me the macro binoculars. There's something down there coming this way. General Riken, this is Solo.
I copy, Solo. Anything to report?
We have a visual on your blip, General. It's coming up the canyon towards us, moving slowly, sniffing around.
Can you identify it?
It's made out of metal, all right. It's too small to be a ship. Looks like a flying spider, some kind of droid.
Is it armed?
I think so, yeah. It's got a bunch of sensor and scanning gear, too. General, this thing's headed straight for the base. It may already have spotted your defensive generator.
I'll have Rogue 10 and Rogue 11 make an attack run. You and Chewbacca get out of the target area.
No, General, there's no time for that. Chewie and me will have to take it on by ourselves.
I'll trust your judgment, Han, but be careful. Good luck.
Solo out. Chewie, get over to that other snowbank and try to distract it when it floats by. We'll see what a little blaster fire can do to that gizmo. And keep your bowcaster handy. Whatever that thing is, it looks nasty. That's it, you nosy scrap heap. Just keep coming. Come on, Chewie. Careful now. Chewie, get down! Duck, Chewie, it's gonna blow!
Give me a progress report, Controller.
Sensors report energy weapons fired. Captain Solo's location, General, followed by an explosion. We've lost the blip.
And Captain Solo?
We haven't been able to raise him yet, Your Highness.
General, I think we should send in the snowspeeders. Han and Chewbacca may have been hurt.
I agree. We don't hear from them soon.
Comlink signal coming through an alpha band, sir.
Solo to base, do you read me? What do I have to do? Write you a letter?
Base here. What happened, Solo? Are you two all right?
Not a scratch, General. Chewie did a little decoy work, and I got a shot straight into it. I'm afraid there's not much left, though.
What exactly was it, Han?
It's tough to tell. A droid of some kind is all I can say for sure. I didn't hit it that hard, but it blew up anyway. It must have had a self-destruct mechanism.
It sounds like an Imperial probe droid, all right.
Well, then it's a pretty good bet the Empire knows we're here. I think it got a peek at our defensive generator.
We'd better start an evacuation, Leia, much as I hate to say it.
We have no other option. Put our contingency plans into effect.
Yes, Your Highness.
Han, you and Chewbacca get back here right now.
Best advice I've heard all day. We'll be right there.
Attention all personnel, prepare to evacuate the base. Repeat,
Leia, what's going on? What happened?
An Imperial probe droid has located the base.
Well, that's gonna change things. Well, at least the waiting's over. I better go look after Rogue Flight.
Luke, you sure you're feeling well enough?
2-1-B says I'm fine. Listen, it wouldn't matter anyway. We're gonna need everybody we've got.
Your Highness, I'll go and double-check the perimeter.
You're here. Does this latest news mean we're leaving?
Well, eventually, when the evacuation's organized, I'll be in a snowspeeder until then. R2, you better get over to the fighter hangar. We're gonna need you in my X-Wing.
And what about me, Master Luke?
3PO, I want you to stay here with the princess. If I don't see you here, I'll meet you at the fleet rendezvous point.
Oh, very well, but Master Luke, do take good care of yourself.
I will.
And R2.
Yes, Luke, be careful.
Watch out for yourselves, both of you. Goodbye, Leia.
Goodbye, Luke. Good luck.
Don't worry, I'll be fine. See you at the rendezvous.
Dear. Your Highness, how may I be of service?
Just stand by for now, 3PO. We're undermanned at the communications consoles. We may need you there later.
Might I ask how you evaluate our situation?
I can't. Too many unknowns in the equation. What's important now is to get our personnel and the critical equipment away from Hoth. The rest of the Alliance is scattered. If the Empire manages to destroy us, it would mean the loss of the Alliance's main organized resistance.
Can we evacuate quickly enough, Your Highness?
We have to, 3PO. If the Empire succeeds in trapping us here, it could be the end of the rebellion.
What is the status of search operations, Admiral Alsos?
We're ahead of schedule on probe droid deployment, Lord Vader. The Starfleet's capital ships are making their assigned sweeps. Our TIE fighters are dispersed according to plan.
Without having found anything, is that what you're telling me, Admiral?
Lord Vader, we have a huge volume of space to search, but we've worked our way through much of it already. In time, we will root the rebels out.
I grow impatient, Admiral. I expect results, and so does the Emperor.
No one knows that better than I, my lord. Perhaps if more units were assigned to the fleet, we could saturate the region, and then...
The Empire must be kept in good order, Admiral, and its planets kept pacified. There are no units to spare. If you cannot perform your mission with a Starfleet, perhaps someone else can.
I can do it, Lord Vader. We shall find them, you'll see.
Admiral Ozzel, have you a moment?
Yes, sir. I will see.
I thought you'd like to know that we have...
Captain, can't you see that you're interrupting Lord Vader and myself? Until we are finished, you will stand by and await my...
Admiral, I think I should like to hear Captain Piet's news.
As you say, Lord Vader. You may continue, Captain.
I think we may have something, Admiral. The report is only a fragment transmitted by a probe droid in the Hoth system, but it's the best lead we've had yet.
You interrupt me for this? We have thousands of probe droids in this region.
Admiral,
I want proof, not leads. Return to your duties.
Yes, Admiral Ozzel.
Just a moment, Admiral. Captain Piet.
Yes, Lord Vader.
What have you found?
We have a long-range sighting of what appears to be a piece of heavy equipment, my lord. It's there on the main view screen.
Ridiculous. That could mean anything.
Admiral, the Hoth system is supposed to be devoid of human forms, but the visuals indicate life readings. And the probe droids cease transmissions very suddenly. We're not sure how, but we think it may have been destroyed.
That is it. The rebels are there.
But Lord Vader, there are so many uncharted settlements, so many fly-by-night mining operations. This is barely any indication of anything. We would fall seriously behind schedule if we investigated it.
That is the star system we're searching for. The Force tells me so. The rebels are there, and Skywalker is with them. General Veers.
Yes, Lord Vader?
Prepare your combat landing and ground assault units. Have all Imperial stormtroopers equipped for cold weather warfare.
At once, Lord Vader.
Admiral Azzel.
What is your wish, Lord Vader?
Regroup the Starfleet and assume battle formation. Set your course for the Hoth system.
At once, Lord Vader.
Darth Vader, betrayer of the Jedi, assembles the might of the Empire, while rebel forces brace themselves for an uneven battle. New patterns begin to emerge from the Force, and the ice world of Hoth, a planet of frozen wastes, is about to be seared by the fire of war. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. Also heard were Ron Frazier, Peter Michael Goetz, Merwin Goldsmith, Gordon Gould, Russell Horton, James Hurdle, David Rashi, and Jerry Zaks. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles, with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.